And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Cottonwood Area Transit, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome, everybody, and you're listening to KQ&A. We have a great show for you lined up today here on Talk of the Town. We're going to be talking to a true American hero, Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton, about his service during World War II, particularly on D-Day. And yes, you heard that right. He flew a mission on D-Day in World War II. So that's going to be a real treat for us on Talk of the Town. We're also going to talk to Jerry Kidrick, who's a professor at Embry-Riddle, about the Wings Out West Air Show coming up here on October 5th. And we're going to round out the show by talking to some folks with the Turquoise National Finals Rodeo that'll be coming here in Prescott Valley. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Yes, there is. Augie's Happy Hour with some tasty reds and whites. Just the thing for those summertime blues. Enjoy the beautiful blue sky on Augie's patio with mountain views that make every meal a sight to behold. Chef Joel will have you jumping for joy all summer long at the one and only Augie's. Call 777-0330. The place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Lately, when I've had the opportunity to open the front door of our Prescott store for people as they leave or see them in the parking lot, I've thanked them for shopping Olson's. What surprises me is that in most cases, I don't just get a polite nod. People are very complimentary. They say things like, wouldn't shop anywhere else, thank you for being here, and don't know what I'd do without you. These are very humbling comments, particularly when there are so many other places and ways to shop. What it all breaks down to is that if you're a great local brick and mortar retailer, people still want to experience your way of doing business. The Olson's motto since the early 2000s has been good enough just isn't. As a matter of fact, we trademarked it because that truly is the essence of our company. We love what we sell and we love the communities we serve, Chino Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff and Clarkdale and their surrounding areas. The next time you need pet food, treats, birdseed, feed, hay and everything animal, look us up. See you in the parking lot.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Palpricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town, and I am the Mayor Greg Mingarelli here, and I have two guests with me. We're going to kick off talking about Wings Out West with Jerry Kidrick from Embry-Riddle. Jerry, thanks for being on the show.
Great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, and in addition to that, we have a very, very special guest with us sitting here, Jerry, Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton, who flew on D-Day in World War II among probably hundreds, if not maybe thousands of other missions that we'll hear about. But Lieutenant Colonel, thanks for being on the show.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, thank you. We're going to jump through some details here on Wings Out West first and get everybody the details they need for the air show, and then we're going to turn and talk to Lieutenant Colonel. So, Jerry, just give us the basics here. Wings Out West coming up October 5th. This is a partnership that we've had, Embry-Riddle and City of Prescott, third year. But give us some of the details.
Sure. The air show is a free air show that Embry-Riddle and City of Prescott are partnering on. That we're bringing to town, and it is on the 5th of October from 9 to 2. We've got the aerial demonstration portion that starts at 10 o'clock. We've got a lot of things to do at our air show. Our theme this year is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, and so we have some warbirds from that era. We're going to replicate a combat drop, actually, simulating what happened on D-Day. So we've got the people and equipment to do that coming to our show. We've got some amazing aerobatic performers. Probably there are no better aerobatic performers in the country than we have coming to our little air show in Prescott, Arizona. We've got things for kids to do. There's a pancake breakfast at 9 o'clock. The Experimental Aircraft Association is putting on the EAA pancake breakfast, as they do every year. The Casa de Aero Modeling Club will be there. Just a lot of things to do.
You know, I'm so glad that you guys are focusing on D-Day and the 75th anniversary, and we're going to talk to Lieutenant Colonel here in a little bit about his own experience there on the 75th anniversary. But, you know, a lot for all ages, Jerry, out there. I really recommend folks bring your whole family. There's all kinds of fun things to do. It's a great way to give your kids really a history lesson because of this World War II focus this year, because of the 75th anniversary. And you talked about some of the warbirds that are going to be there, Jerry, but there's also other static displays out there that will really bring us back to World War II.
Absolutely. There's some reenactors, they call themselves. They dress up in World War II uniforms. We've got some from the Allied side and from the enemy side actually coming. And we've got a special treat for some of the smaller, younger children. We've been working on a flight simulator at Embry-Riddle, and that's going to be ready to go. And the children will be able to get up in the cockpit of an F-35 simulator, put a helmet on, get a picture taken by mom and dad, that kind of thing. So that'll be really fun to do. Our Golden Eagle flight team, the 13-time national champions, will be part of the air show also. They'll be demonstrating some of the events that they do in the national competition to win that. Static displays, a wide range of static displays. You know, we have the aircraft that George Bush was shot down in, not the actual airplane, but a TBM Avenger, a Navy fighter bomber that George Bush Sr. was shot down in, will be there. That's always a huge crowd favorite. We've got kind of a special airplane coming, one of the earliest turbine aircraft that was built. It was built by the British. It's called the British Vampire. And in 1944, when Dave, Colonel Hamilton, was out flying the channel, there were folks back there in England working on what was going to be the future of aircraft travel with turbine engines.
Yeah, that's really cool. So, Jerry, is there an opportunity for folks to get a ride on one of these airplanes? And if so, how would they do that?
There absolutely is. The several of the warbirds are offering rides, the B-17, the B-25, the C-47, the small cargo slash parachute airplane that will be there. They're all offering rides. You can also ride in an AH-1 Cobra attack helicopter. And the information on how to do that, first of all, you can sign up at the show. If you see an airplane you like and you go, man, I got to get a ride on that, you can sign up right there. They're starting their rides Friday afternoon. They'll do it Saturday afternoon after the show, and then Sunday again. And or you can go to their website, and the Commemorative Air Force out of Mesa is who's bringing three of the warbirds in. And then the Cobra is at the Army Aviation Heritage Foundation. So those websites contain information on how to sign up. But if you can't get anything, any of that done before the show, then show up there and get on the sign-up sheet and take probably the ride of your life.
Right. And what is the website? You know, we have one website for Wings Out West. What is that website?
The website that the city has is pcairport.com. That's pcairport.com.
Is it PRC?
It's PC.
PC.
Just pcairport.com.
Okay. PC Airport, okay.
Embry-Riddle also has our website, our standard website, and there's a link to Wings Out West. If you can't get anywhere else, you can get to our website. There's a link back to the city. And when you get on there, they're going to give you some information about how to park, where to enter the airport, which I think is going to be off of 89 primarily. But they do have some at the Heights Church. They'll have an opportunity to park your car and ride a city bus in, mm-hmm. and that might be the smart way to do that rather than try to get a parking spot. And so those are ways that you can get to the airport and get information.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. The Heights Church is definitely probably the way to get in there by just right off of Larry Caldwell. You can go to the church, park there, and having that shuttle take you right into the to the airport would be the easiest way to do that. So pcairport.com is the website. This is a free event. Great for all ages, food trucks, static displays, aerial displays. Jerry, what are we missing? Anything else you want to mention on this?
No, I think you got everything, Mayor, and this is probably going to be our best air show yet, so I would encourage you not to miss it. It's going to be a memorable one. And, you know, there's a salute to World War II veterans, and Dave's going to be our guest of honor, and we're going to talk about those things, but we don't have a lot of time to do this to this greatest generation that did so much for us. So it'd be great to come out and talk to Dave and get an autograph, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Well,
still right.
Lieutenant Colonel, you're, as they say, you're a dying breed. I'm glad you're still here. But, you know, Jerry's right, folks. You know, we do not have very many World War II vets with us anymore. And, you know, Lieutenant Colonel is even extra special, in my opinion, because he was on the leading edge of D-Day, running a mission with paratroopers on D-Day. And so, again, welcome to the show. So glad you're here in Prescott. You've made yourself available to the public. I know you've been getting around to some different speaking engagements. You and I are together on a different event earlier. But how special to have you at the Wings Out West Air Show as the special guest. So at the air show, I understand you're maybe going to be flying in an airplane. Is that right?
Yes, I've just been told that I'm going to be aboard the D-Day doll when she drops, which is news to me because I was afraid I was going to be on the ground looking up, but now I'll be in the airplane looking down.
Which is your familiar seat, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
To be up front dropping those paratroopers is going to be really cool. Yeah. So, well, let's kind of go back and just talk a little bit about maybe around D-Day and what your mission was, and just tell us some of the detail around that day.
Well, the Pathfinders were formed after some of the disasters they'd had in the airborne operations, especially the last one in Sicily in July of 43, they spread paratroopers all over the island. And we learned from some of the British bombing radars that they had in Lancaster's that bombing equipment could be put in a C-47 and we could deliver paratroopers pretty well. Well, we developed it to the point where they formed a unit, and we were 20 crews trained, and we were formed in February. We moved to our own airfield in March, and from March, April, May, and early June, we were occupied with nothing but training, low level, nighttime, dropping. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't until Market Garden, the invasion of Holland, quite a bit later, where there was the first daytime operation, because D-Day was at night. The South of France invasion, Operation Dragoon, that was at night. And even though I was lucky to do mine in the morning, I had an interesting mission there. with the British, I dropped British paratroopers in the south of France.
Okay. Yeah. So D-Day, there was a lot that went into that. You know, I've done some reading about that in terms of the tides, very important, and the cycle of the moon and the time of day and the weather. And had kind of a false start on D-Day.
Well, we had a delay of 24 hours because of the winds over the North Atlantic, and they came right into the channel, and especially over the Normandy Peninsula, and they postponed it for exactly 24 hours. Everything was the same. Our briefing continued. We took off at the normal times, but just a day later.
Yeah.
And as it worked out, it was lucky we did it then, because the weather turned pretty bad right afterwards.
Right. Yeah. And tell us a little bit more about the actual flight, the altitude you're running. Were you under some fire?
Yes, we did. But we took off from our base at North Witham, and we flew at about, it didn't take us long, just one circle of the airfield, a three-plane V formation. I was the right wing to a Captain Pete Miner. And we flew at about 1,500 feet down to where we hit the channel, and then Pete had told us we were going to drop down to 50 feet over the water. And he said, we're going to get under the German radar. And I said to myself, yeah, maybe as a submarine. I don't know. You can stay out of their sonar anyway. But then as we approached the Channel Islands, we were able to lift up. We got turned into our heading into the IP for our drop, and our paratroopers hooked up and stood up and got organized. And I had 20 paratroopers in my airplane, the 82nd Division, and they were wonderful guys, because part of the requirements as a Pathfinder pilot was you had to do a practice drop with the stick you were going to drop in combat. So we knew those guys. We knew their quirks and families and everything else. And it made for a cohesion that was not usual in the military. And I was very fortunate, very, very fortunate. But we got over the drop zone, and bingo, there was an unannounced and unexpected cloud bank over the drop zone, and the bottom was at about 800 feet, and the top was about 1,500. And that really messed things up. Our colonel, who was the first plane over, dropping 101st Airborne, to the southwest of St. Mary Glazed, southeast, we were dropping to the west of St. Mary Glazed on drop zone T for Terre. We went into the cloud bank, and I pulled a little bit away from my flight commander so that, you know, I wouldn't overrun him or anything. And my navigator said, don't move, we're fine. So we broke out at the bottom, and I chopped the left engine. We hit the button for the green light to get the troopers out. I got rid of 20 troopers in 12 seconds, which may be a new record, a new record for a non-on-fire airplane. We were receiving quite a bit of machine gun fire from machine pistols. They were 25 caliber. We had over 200 holes in our airplane when we landed back in England. Not one hit a cable or a man, which was lucky, but some of the paratroopers that went out did get hit by the same 25 calibers. Hmm. They had a bigger gun, a 27-millimeter anti-aircraft gun, which knocked my left wingtip off and also hit a lucky hit right between the windshields up above, and it knocked out my magnetos in my airplane. Well, they were darn lucky not to be meshed together, because my airplane engines would have stopped right there, and I'd have been a POW for the rest of the war, or maybe worse. But it worked, and it didn't stop. I only could cut the engines off when I landed back in England by shutting off the gas and sitting there while the engines were starved.
My goodness. Well, Lieutenant Colonel, these stories are invaluable, and I really appreciate you sharing. We're going to have more time to catch some more of your missions and stories here on Talk of the Town. But at this point, we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back after these messages. We'll be right back.
membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle brothers. From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Home of the once-in-a-lifetime experience.
What do you mean, Ted?
On average, people are going to buy a new furnace or AC unit once in their lifetime.
So they might as well buy the best.
Yeah, because if our name's on it, we want you to be comfortable.
For a lifetime.
Go to GettlesHDM.com. That's G-O-E-T-T-L. The guys and gals at Gettle's get it. Got it? Good.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, and I'm here with Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton, World War II veteran who flew a mission on D-Day among, I'm sure, hundreds of others. We'll get to some of those, hopefully, today. But you were talking, Lieutenant Colonel, about your mission on D-Day, and you were talking about taking some fire and dropping your 20 paratroopers, I think you said, in 12 seconds.
Right.
But pick us back up there on that story.
Well, as soon as we got rid of the paratroopers, I had told the guys I was going to get down. So I put the throttles up at the firewall, and we got the static lines all in, and it was full moon. And there was also a fire on the ground up to the left of us as we were going east across the Normandy Peninsula. And we headed for Marcouf Island. But my co-pilot said, you better lift your right wing. We're about to hit the steeple at the church in St. Mary Glees. Well, I didn't want to go to church that early, so I very quickly lifted my right wing, and it gave us a left compass heading. And my navigator said, I've got you headed straight for Marcouf Island. In our briefing, Marcouf Island had been, we'd been warned to stay away. It was heavy with anti-aircraft and big guns that could hit both Omaha Beach and Utah Beach. We went over Marcouf Island at 200 miles an hour, which in a C-47 was really scooting, and not a gun was fired at us. We didn't find out until 2 weeks later that an underwater demolition team from the United States Navy had gone in and spiked their guns, and I was praying and thankful for that. We got up to altitude and heading back home, and my navigator said, Dave, come back here and take a look at this radar scope. I went back, and you could walk from England to France on the little dots on his scope, every one individual ship. Well, it was solid with dots. And I said, I want everybody on this plane to see that. So every member of my crew and my one observer I had as a passenger saw it. And it impressed us for the first time of the majestic involvement we were involved in was not just our little airplane, but a tremendous operation, which you get a feeling about, but you don't really feel it until there's something physical shows it to you. And it did. And we got home, and as I say, I had the magnetos blown out, so... We had to sit, they all got off the airplane and wanted me to get off right away. I had to write a whole bunch of things in the Form 1. You old pilots will know what the Form 1 is. That's the history of the airplane, its engines and the time and passengers and everything. And I just had to cut the gas off and wait for the engines to starve. But the airplane, the next morning I looked at it, it looked like it had the measles. Those 200 holes all had new patches on them, but they hadn't painted them yet. It was the funniest looking C-47 you ever saw. But they did paint it, and I flew it until, unfortunately, coming back from Italy, I crashed in the south of England in the day we lost three airplanes, one to enemy fire and two to weather. But we got the planes back, but they never really flew right. And by then, I had a new airplane anyway.
Well, you have an incredible memory, and it's great to hear from somebody who was there flying a mission on D-Day. Absolutely incredible for us to better understand what happened on D-Day. So, Dave, you went back to Normandy. I think you've been back more than once, and you can talk about that. But you were back this past summer,
yes,
at Normandy for the 75th anniversary. So tell us a little bit about that experience and the reception you receive in Normandy.
That was a wonderful meeting. We eventually ended up at Duxford, and I was given the privilege of flying co-pilot and flying an airplane from Duxford down to the Beachy Head where we entered the channel. And then, as I can facetiously say, I turned the plane over to the amateurs.
97 years old, and you're flying another mission,
yeah,
75 years later.
Exactly to the day. And it was really quite a kick, even though we went out across the channel at a different place. I'd been in and out of Beachy Head before, and the White Cliffs of Dover, you know, you can't miss them. They're there. And we landed in Caen, France at the airport there, and we saw every museum that was possible. Being on the ground in Saint-Mary-Église was a thrill for me. I got a chance to walk all around, see the church inside and out. They have a marvelous museum there, which when I was first there in 1960 with my wife, we weren't able to, they'd plotted out the land, but they hadn't put in a stone yet. But the museum is worth going to, and it's worth, if you go to France, make sure you go to Normandy and see the museum at Saint-Mary-Église. And then we went to Pegasus Bridge, we went to Pointe du Hoc, we went to Utah Beach, we went to Omaha Beach, and thank God for certain things. I was honored with the French giving me the Legion of Honor a number of years ago. And because of that, I sat in a special seating arrangement with nine other Legion of Honor Americans. And the wife of the French president demanded that she come and shake every single one of our hands and say a few nice things. I thought it was a very gracious thing to do. And the speeches by both presidents were remarkable. The French president, of course, spoke in France, and my French has gone long ago. But they were evidently very well received. And the flyby of the C-47s, in addition to other airplanes, was the hit of the show as far as I was concerned. It was absolutely fantastic. And they had a drop. And my Pathfinder coin was given to a gal who said, I want to drop your coin in Normandy. And she dropped it in Normandy, and then she dropped it again at Frederick, Oklahoma, on my birthday. When I last flew a C-47 was on my birthday, July 20th this year. I flew in the co-pilot seat, and Dave Brothers, flying Boogie Baby, said, Dave, the airplane is yours. You want to make a fast pass over the hangar? And I said, with an awful lot of people there, he said, don't worry about it. So I went to 300 feet, 200 miles an hour, and went zooming across there. And evidently, I did all right, because he told people afterwards that there was no problem with Dave. He seemed to come back pretty fast. I wondered if he's ever left.
That had to be a great experience. Well, you know, I appreciate talking to you, Colonel, because my grandpa was on Utah Beach with the 75th Medical Battalion, 5th Armored Division.
Oh, yeah.
And he went on to Utah Beach that morning, a D-Day. I didn't get to talk to him a lot about it. He didn't really want to talk about it. As you know, some veterans are more reluctant to share their stories. I'm so glad you have such a vivid memory and are willing to share your stories. I also understand the people in Normandy are just very grateful and gracious and thankful.
Very. An American gets greeted in Normandy as if they were a brother, and most of them speak English now to a degree that's very understandable, because very few Americans speak decent French. I did as a child, because my father was a banker. We lived in Paris for 6 years as a child, and I spoke French at the same time I was learning English. But it leaves you. If you don't use it, you lose it. And so that was my problem.
Yeah, yeah, understood. So we've kind of zoomed in, if you will, on your service on D-Day. Let's kind of zoom back out a little bit, and let's learn a little bit more about your service, how many years you're in the service, how you got in the service. Let's talk a little bit about that and kind of zoom out.
Well, I graduated from school, the Hill School in Pottstown, Pennsylvania, in 1941, in early June. And then I went to work for the Canadian Aviation Bureau in the Waldorf Astoria, mainly just as a file clerk and being sure that the people who would become eligible to go to Canada to learn to fly already knew how to fly and were going up as ferry pilots, and I was to see that they got on the right train in Grand Central Station that went to Montreal and not Atlanta. So it worked out pretty well. And of course, Pearl Harbor put a crimp out of, we were out of business that day, and I went and enlisted on Monday, December 8th, as the president was talking to Congress. And I was a private in the military. I wanted to fly and were told that I had to take an examination because I didn't have 2 years of college. So I took the examination and was fortunate to pass it. And, of course, in typical fashion, 3 weeks later, they dropped the requirements to a high school graduate.
Were there a lot of people enlisting the day after Pearl Harbor?
Yes, there was a long line of people at 90 Church Street. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so,
I think it was all over the country.
Right. So you were in the Army Air Corps, right, before there was an Air Force?
Well, they called it the Army Air Force by the time I got in. It had been the Air Corps up until, I think, probably early 1940 when the draft came in, and they started calling it the Army Air Force. Yeah, but we were all AAF, and we wore Army uniforms. It was just our insignia was different, that's all.
Yep. So how many years were you in the service?
Well, I was in during World War II. I got out in March of 1945 and went with the airlines after a month's leave. And I was with the airlines until June of 1950 when I rejoined the Air Force. My father was in the Pentagon building, and he was a friend of General Cutter's, who was the commanding officer of military transport service. And they knew, all the country didn't know, that General Eisenhower was coming back on active duty from president of Columbia University to be the supreme commander of NATO in Europe. And he wanted to have a Constellation as his airplane and pilot. So I was picked to be his pilot. I knew if I did, I'd never see my wife again. So I got him a duplicate pilot with experience, who was flying a fellow called Bill Draper. And Draper stayed with Ike as he was supreme commander. Then when he decided to run for president of the United States, he stayed with him. Draper ended up as a brigadier general, and he had enough fruit salad on his side to go practically to his waist. But a wonderful guy, and he wasn't married, which is one of the reasons he took the job.
Wow, that's interesting. So, you know, D-Day is probably kind of tough to top that mission in terms of just, you know, the thrill and the excitement around that mission. But I want you to think about, we're going to take a little break here in a second, but I want you to think about What was the next most memorable? Or maybe you've got a mission that eclipsed D-Day.
No, I didn't think so.
But think about the second most memorable mission you've flown. We're talking to one of our true American heroes here from World War II, Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton. He is a tremendous American and served in the Army Air Force, and someone that I look up to tremendously. And really appreciate hearing his stories. But we'll be right back to hear more from Lieutenant Colonel after these messages. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
Choices, choices, choices. For those times when the whole crazy bar scene and loud music just aren't what you're looking for, but you're also not looking for a dull and boring family-style chain restaurant dining experience, we say choose tried and true Prescott Brewing Company. Comfort food and great beer. Vegetarian and great beer. Made from scratch, including the beer. Salads and pizzas, burgers and tacos, pulled pork and smoked brisket. There's something for everyone at Prescott Brewing Company. Real food, real beer, real people, and real local.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Rebographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Rebographics is your one-stop print shop.
Hi, this is Sam with Prescott Dirt, and we've been family-owned and operated since 1999. We've just expanded our inventory and now have over 80 different products to suit your landscaping needs. We even have planters mixed for gardening, fill dirt, topsoil, ABC, sand, and boulders. So whatever you need, we've got you covered. We even deliver. Come by and check us out at our Prescott Valley office on Highway 69 and Lake Valley Road next to Napa, or in Prescott off of Willow Creek Road and Sandretto Drive behind Affinity RV.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Wednesday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. Arizona Democratic progressives don't like the way fellow Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema's been voting, so they plan to censure her at this weekend's state party meeting.
We're a big tent party, Democracy in Action. We welcome every voice in our party. They have a right to share their opinion, and ultimately that's what makes our party stronger, is the diversity of thought and diversity of voice.
Progressives argue Sinema votes too often with Republicans. They claim she's not supporting what they call Democratic Party tenets. State Party spokesman Matt Grotzky won't take sides.
Kyrsten Sinema is an independent thinker, and she represents all of Arizona, not just one part of it. So she's been operating that way. That's how she campaigned. That's what she said when she won the nomination. But obviously, there are people that have differences of opinion.
Progressives are angry that, among other things, Sinema voted to confirm U.S. Attorney General William Barr, who fuels Democratic outrage. However, Sinema has also voted in line with far-left positions, such as denying funding for President Trump's border wall and opposing a bill to keep babies who survive abortions alive. Sunny and very windy today and tomorrow. A breezy late night low with clear skies around 56. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. Warming to highs near 81 tomorrow, up to 79 Friday and Saturday. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, cooling after bedtime to near 60. With sunny and windy highs around 91 tomorrow, 89 Friday and Saturday. Your KQ&A news and weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Wednesday evening and stay tuned as Talk of the Town Prescott continues on KQ&A.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. Cold weather will be here before you know it. Now is the time to save money this winter with our pre-buy program. You can purchase all or part of the propane you think you'll use between October and March at a guaranteed low rate. If you don't use it all, we'll credit your account. This deal is only good while supplies last, so order today. Go to BarrettPropane.com or call us at 636-1600. That's 636-1600. And don't forget, we're the local guys. When you buy here, your money stays here. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Why wait till Christmas to have a party when Augie's Banquet Room is available 7 days a week for lunch, 7 nights a week for dinner? Having a birthday, anniversary, career promotion. Maybe you won the lottery. You don't need an excuse to book Augie's Banquet Room, but you do need a reservation. Call Augie's at 777-0330. Augie's Private Banquet Room. Just one more reason why the one and only Augie's Frontier Village is the place to dine on Highway 69.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reprographics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reprographics is your one-stop print shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk of the Town, and we're talking to Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton, World War II vet who flew on D-Day, as well as about 150-some-odd other missions. So I asked you before the break, David, what was, you know, D-Day is hard to eclipse. That's the big one. What was the next most memorable mission you've flown?
I think the next most memorable one was the relief of Bastogne on December 23rd, late in the year. The Germans had surrounded Bastogne, the 101st Airborne Division, plus some other disparated parts and pieces of military were there, American. But I led 27 airplanes in and took 9 back to England. Now, I know it sounds bad, but we only lost 2 airplanes. The rest of them all dribbled in. They had engine trouble or wounded aboard and landed at different places. But they shot down 2 airplanes within sight of the brickyard at Bastogne, where the colonel had dropped his paratroopers. They'd set a Rebecca Eureka up on the top of it. But they went out. The 101st went out, got the people out of the airplanes. There were no paratroopers involved. Except the 101st on the ground. They got the crews out and then blew the airplanes up because we had very secret type of radar in the airplanes. As far as we knew, they were secret. We didn't know anything other than that.
Well, that's another great mission you flew there. So other than World War II, Dave, what other conflicts? You were in Korea as well, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us a little bit about that war.
Well, I went back in service in the Korean War in June of 1950 from the commercial airlines, and I was operations officer of the MATS setup of those arriving wounded from Travis Air Force Base to the hospital nearest to their home. And we set up an airline that had C-54s going to major towns and then C-47s from those towns strategically located around the country. And we did that. I did that, and I left that when I had an overseas tour to do. And I decided I'd go to Korea and come back. They had a deal where you could go over to Korea and do 50 missions and come back home in 7 months. And my wife and I decided that was probably the best way to go. So I went and took my Langley Field, Virginia. I went and did my B-26 training, and then we got on a train and went to San Francisco. We picked up a new B-26, not new, reconditioned, but it was beautifully reconditioned. They'd taken the wings off and everything and the new engines, and this was a very powerful airplane. It could fly faster than this when we got to Korea than our fighter escort in F-51s, who were war wearies being flown by Republic of Korea pilots. So we finally, in our missions in the daytime, which were not that many, we just flew formation unless it was a single ship at night doing reconnaissance and everything. I had some interesting times there. I won a DFC on a mission where they picked three of us to go in and drop indistinguishable phosphorus bombs to mark a target up on the Yalu River that marked a big dam and electric utility. And we did it. The B-29s came in right after us and put the lights out in North Korea for about 10 or 11 days. And the general was so pleased with what we did, he decided to give us the Distinguished Flying Cross.
That's amazing. I love it. Well, we have just one or two minutes left here in this segment, Colonel. And, you know, I've read about Eisenhower quite a bit and Patton. I think you've met these gentlemen. Give us a little flavor if you've met either or both.
Well, I met General Patton as a young boy when he was a major playing polo out in Hawaii. My mother had a house on Diamond Head above the polo stables, and we used to play bicycle polo and everything. But I got paid a quarter by Major Patton to hot work his horses. And then I went to Hill School. He sent his son to the class behind me before he entered West Point. And he eventually, young George Patton, went to West Point. And it's interesting. George Patton Sr. took 5 years to go through West Point. And he had a diminution of history of some kind, but his son did the same thing.
Well, my favorite Kansan that fought in World War II was Eisenhower, other than my grandpa, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
Did you ever run into Eisenhower?
Yes, I did. I was lucky he was running for president, came to Orange County, New York, where my home was, and there was a big dinner and up at the Bear Mountain Lodge, and I was introduced to him. And I said to him, I said, I was picked to be your pilot, but Draper got the job. And he said, I love Draper, but I think I'd have liked you too.
That's wonderful. Well, look, I love sitting here reminiscing with you, hearing these stories as you reminisce, I should say. And I really want to thank you for getting out here and sharing your stories. I want to stress again to everybody out there that Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton will be at the Wings Out West Air Show on October 5th. It's a rare opportunity to meet one of the great American heroes that fought in World War II and flew a mission on D-Day. You know, what a pleasure it would be for me to be with you on that day. I look forward to it. I want to thank you for your service. I want to thank you for being on the show today, and I look forward to seeing you at Wings Out West.
Thank you, Your Honor. It's a pleasure to be here.
All right. Well, we're going to take a little break. You're listening to Talk of the Town. We'll be right back after these messages.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
We're Aaron the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Hey, Ted, it's hunting season.
Yeah, Adam, I know. It's always hunting season.
Yeah, right now it's archery.
No, I'm talking about people hunting for the right place for heating and air conditioning service.
Well, that's easy. Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
Bullseye.
After all, we're fourth generation AC and heating experts.
I get the point.
And we fix and install all makes and models.
And we aims to please.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Call Gettle's High Desert Mechanical in Prescott at 772-2751.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
The Bulls are back in town. October 11th and 12th, witness the return. It's the 2019 Bull Bash at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, presented by Ram Trucks, Oxendale Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Estrella Jalisco. Bring the whole family. You don't want to miss Mutton Busting starting at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com and the Hunt and Gather Gift Shop. Strap in. Get ready to experience championship bull riding like never before. Only at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to ride.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, the mayor of the city of Prescott, Greg Mangarelli.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Talk of the Town. Here we're going to wrap up this segment and just kind of recap this show a little bit. It was such a pleasure to have Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton on the show, from World War II and Korean veteran. And you can see him at the Wings Out West Air Show. That will be October 5th out at the Prescott Airport. And I would encourage you to bring the family. It's great for all ages. Lots of great interactive things to do, as well as watching the aerial displays, static displays. They're going to be commemorating the 75th anniversary of World War II. And the most important thing here is this event is free. So I would recommend that you go to the Heights Church off of Larry Caldwell Drive and park there. There's a shuttle that'll take you right into the air show. If you want more information, the website is pcairport.com. So go to pcairport.com to get all the information. October 5th, great, free, family-friendly event, and Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton be there. The other thing that I wanted to mention that's going actually the same weekend, Turquoise Circuit Finals Rodeo is happening right here at the Prescott Valley Event Center. It's presented by the Cliff Castle Casino. It's happening actually October 4th and 5th. So there's a performance Friday evening, and as well as Saturday night, and then a matinee on Saturday. But a great event. You know, we love rodeo up here in the Prescott area. We have the world's oldest rodeo, and now we've also got the Turquoise Circuit Final Rodeo happening right here at the Prescott Valley Event Center. So I'd encourage you to check that out on that weekend of October 4th through the 5th out at the Prescott Valley Event Center. Well, we want to wrap up the show here and just encourage everybody to take in these great events here in the Prescott area. Lots going on this time of year here in Prescott. Look forward to talking more about what's coming up during the holiday season with the Veterans Day Parade that'll be on November 11th, as well as all of the Arizona Christmas City events happening in Prescott here at the end of November and in December. So it's going to be a great holiday season for us here in Arizona's Christmas City. Of course, we'll have the Christmas lighting that's coming up. We'll have the Acker Night event happening as well. And I really encourage everyone to make sure you get everything on your calendar. Of course, we'll be back on Talk of the Town to talk through all those great events coming up here in Arizona's Christmas City. The other thing I want to mention is we do have a council meeting next week, and would love to have everybody come in to our council meetings. It's always good to see the public in those meetings. Those are happening Tuesday at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock, respectively. Always fun to get public participation. Some exciting things happening in the downtown area in Prescott. We have a all-walk scramble happening there at Gurley Street and Montezuma Street. So look for that. A little different idea where we've stopped all vehicular traffic for 30 seconds to allow pedestrians to move around that intersection freely, and then we stop pedestrian flow and allow only vehicles to move that traffic through there. So check that out at Gurley Street in Montezuma. We're also working on Whiskey Row Alley behind Whiskey Row to clean that area up to make it more open to the public and have events back there. So some exciting stuff that will be happening here in the month of October as we clean that up and make that more available for pedestrian traffic and events behind Whiskey Row Alley right next to the Granite Street Garage. Well, it was a great show here on Talk of the Town with Wings Out West Air Show and Lieutenant Colonel David Hamilton. It's been a real pleasure to be with you, and I want to thank you for joining us. That's all we have for our show. Thanks to our guests today, and you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley, and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. I'm your host, Mayor Greg Mingarelli, saying so long for now.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Olson's for Healthy Animals, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Cottonwood Area Transit, Janessa's Family Hair Care, A&E Reaper Graphics, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.